Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Shmir Saloshin, Shar Zechir, Perek Bei, Shem 25. The Chofetz Chaim continues to discuss why is it that speaking Lashon Hara is such a horrific Avera. And he tells us, reminds us of the klal, the rule, Mida Kenegin Mida, measure for measure. This is how Hashem runs the world. And if we speak negatively, if we speak Lashon Hara, here, down here in this world, up in Shemayim, we create this prosecuting Malach, this angel of destruction that also speaks negatively. Besides for the person's personal Avera, that he transgressed the will of Hashem, he creates the Malach. He creates this very powerful Malach that now prosecutes not just against him, but against the whole entire world. And he explained, and we mentioned a little from the Zohar Kodesh, that in the generation of Achav, Achav was a Rasha, they did Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is the worst of the Averas. But they were Shalom, they didn't speak Lashon Hara. And they won the wars, they won the battles, even though at wartime is a time of prosecution, where the Malach can prosecute. But the Malach didn't prosecute, because they were Shalom B'neihim. But if a person speaks Lashon Hara, he has the ability to knock on the door of a Kisei HaKavod and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your children are speaking Lashon Hara. Your children are not getting along with each other. And besides the personal Avera that the one who spoke Lashon Hara will get and receive, he is causing this Malach Ra, this evil spirit, this Yetzer Hara, to attack and prosecute against the whole world. That's what takes place when a person speaks Lashon Hara. The klal hu b'chol hanyonim mida k'negi mida. The rule is measure for measure. L'chein, k'moy she'adam k'ayvish es atzmoy b'ylem piv miladabe divik nusa chaveri. The more a person is b'ylem piv, someone says something to him and he has this superhuman power. He conquers his Yetzirah and he keeps his mouth closed. And he doesn't speak disparagingly against his friend, and he doesn't arouse the judgment to come down on himself or in Klal Yisrael or in the world. So too above, so too up in Shemayim, the Malach, the prosecuting angel, has no ability. His mouth is sealed. Because the person kept his mouth closed down here, we have to realize the consequence. I want to share with you a quick story. Someone just told me, he's a physician, and a patient he was dealing with wasn't honest about COVID. The person had COVID, and he got sick because of it. The nurses got sick because of it. And the patient wasn't honest because they wanted their spouse to be able to come and visit them. No one knows what I'm talking about, but I want to tell you something. This friend of mine told me his wife now is in the hospital and she should have refuah shleima because she got sick because of that lady, that person who wasn't honest. She wasn't honest and she got COVID and she spread it to other people. She should have refuah shleima. My friend's wife should have a very quick refuah shleima. I want to use this first, understand that when people cause others pain in Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is Mida Kenegi Mida now. Now you just created a disease to spread. You created the ability for the Satan, for the prosecuting angel to go and prosecute against Klal Yisrael and to bring Ra, as we said earlier, Misa, Hereg, death, destruction, tragedy to the world. Why? Because the person wasn't boiling pee. Because the person didn't accept the fact that Hashem is in charge of running the world. We had in this past week's parsha, Parshas Veschanan, two times that it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel Kano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God who will take revenge. So there's a very obvious question one can ask. We're here to follow the ways of Hashem. Mahorachum, Afatorachum, Hashem's compassionate, we should be compassionate, etc. So as we see, Hashem takes revenge. So we should take revenge also. One can mistakenly have that mindset, but it's a question to address. And the reason why it's really not a question is because Hashem's not taking revenge. Hashem is exacting punishment. When a person takes revenge, he doesn't know the whole big picture. He's insulted. He's forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is in charge of the world. That's what happens when a person is taking revenge. He's forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, he is forgetting at that moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. And even though it's a difficult, painful Nisayon, if we are zoiche to be boiling piv, to keep our mouth closed, the malach in Shemayim, the prosecuting angel, will also not be able to open his mouth. And you know what happens after that? This lady who needs a refuah shleima, we are zoich to give her the schus to a refuah shleima. And all those who need a refuah shleima, those who need to have a shidduch, and healthy children, and whatever it might be, parnasa, and refuahs and yeshuas, when the person keeps his mouth closed and doesn't speak lashon hara, he arouses the malach atoiv, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not speaking lashon hara. Let's bring bracha. Let's bring chayim. Let's bring refuahs and yeshuas to Klal Yisrael.